So this is Ion on July 25th, 2016. This is it.
Okay, back in January 2016, Bob asked, is there antimatter in DNA drops? And Ion said, we didn't say. Antimatter is refreshing. But then Ion said, perfect question is, what is the definition of antiparticles that make up antimatter? If you embrace quantum spin with leptons and baryons, you have quantum spin and an anti-quantum spin. Get smart on that first and ask more questions. So I just got a little tiny bit smart and looked up quantum spin, and it says, in quantum mechanics and particle physics, spin is an intrinsic form of angular movement carried by elementary particles, composite particles, hadrons, and atomic nuclei. Spin is one of two types of angular momentum in quantum mechanics, the other being orbital angular momentum. So my question arising from that is this spin stuff a timed event and therefore not even?
No. Yeah, no, it's not really a timed event. No, no. It's called a cohesion. Cohesion. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we would say, do you know scotch tape? You love analogies so much. Scotch tape. The scotch tape, is that a timed event? No.
No.
You take the scotch tape, you peel it off, and then you stick it. But if you don't stick it in time, all the sticky will go away. For example, mm-hmm. if you put it outside for a millennia, it will mm-hmm. wither and it won't be sticky anymore. So that's not time either, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it is sensitive as far as when you release the stickiness to attach to something. It's
yeah.
a timing. It's a timing, right. not time. So
right.
the pitch, remember the 1 pi 2 pi 3 pi, the pitch and the yaw of a
yeah.
frequency wavelength is repeated, that variable or variegatable. It is variegatable. Now, they say it's not. Newtonians and every other those ridiculous, inappropriate physicists, they don't have a clue what the hell they're talking about. They are such a thing as a variegated frequency.
Uh-huh.
They say, no, it has to repeat. And we say, no, 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 it flips, it changes, it ends, it out, it up, it down. It goes back to the spirograph. That's my good reference that cleans up a lot of these problems until y'all get it. But the point of getting it being that there can be an interrupted frequency, and an interrupted frequency can change capacity, and capacity in matter can show up in a different space, as is done in a continuum with an antimatter event, which is very compulsory volatile. This is not that, but it can skip a beat, which gives you an antimatter convention. That's what you're experiencing now with the Democrats, is an antimatter convention. Good segue. You did good there for a bad metaphor, huh?
Okay, so.
No, that was good. Keep going.
That, you know, kind of explains this antimatter business where you go outside the bounds of this constant variable because nothing is constant. So because science wants to make everything consistent, they just miss out on antimatter.
Well, they know it as a thing that it not, that, well, it's a double-edged issue. The entendre is actually an Hindiades event. They think they know what antimatter is. They don't. They think they know what changes antimatter and what it can affect and what it does, and they don't. So they have it all wrong on every side. So now you got four ways they missed it, and now they're trying to apply simple words into how physics applies, or their quote-unquote laws of physics that aren't even laws because they're wrong. Then they come back and try to say, oh, well, this is that because of this. And then now it's an ipso facto, you can't get there from here. And then we come in and say, no, 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 it's all ridiculous, you got it all wrong. And then 5 seconds later they say, you're right, string theory doesn't really work. And then it doesn't. So, see, it's just a swinging off the vine to see if they can catch, like Tarzan, trying to hope there's another vine for them to cling to. But it's not going well because they can't explain the simplest of things, like why would a lead in a pencil go bad? If there's
yeah,
no
hockey.
Time.
Lock him up. Lock him up.
Lock him up. Lock him
lock
up.
Hockey up.
That, lock him up. That Hillary. That poor Hillary Rotten Clinton. It's something else.
Okay,
sure.
Guys, back up.
Hillary Rotten Clinton.
We're getting something interesting here. Yeah, we know. We're getting to something interesting here. So, if us scientists say, okay, here's some reasoning behind antimatter, then that would go a long way to explain other worlds, correct?
Come back, Carol.
I'm here.
Do it again, Carol.
Okay, this was the question. What I'm hearing with these words is a great way in identifying antimatter, how it can occur with the variegated frequency. It's a way for us to explain other worlds and people flipping in and out of other worlds, going through portals. Is that a correct statement?
It is, except leave the part out about the worlds. Because see, if you understand photons or gamma rays and neutrinos, they are more massive. Okay, than an antiparticle pair. So if you're saying that the mass energy equivalent, then E equals MC squared can't be right. So if you got to say it that way, you will never explain another world if they don't get that part. And they're not going to get that part. So it's kind of like an anti-hydrogen. You're going to form an anti-hydrogen? No, but we are going to make a negative hydrogen. So that's the point. There's not enough C's to fit in the Cheerios. Remember the C's to fit?
Yeah.
There's not enough C's for it to fit. So you can't, any more than you can make an anti-hydrogen atom, can't do it, then you can't use that to explain how it attaches to another world. So, Stoffen, your words were perfect. Everything you said, you're absolutely on point. Exactly right. Leave off that as an explanation or a validation for how there is another world.
Right.
That other world would be a different construct that may not see. There may be a world where you can have an anti-hydrogen molecule.
Mm-hmm.
Possible. But we're not saying that. We don't want to confuse you. But we're saying that those nuclei are adjustable. And adjustable in chemical elements, especially when they're based on false premises. Both the positrons and the antipositrons, they can produce collisions between particles of ordinary matter. And once you find that, you got to have a whole different way of yielding another capacity.
Right. I mean, it basically just wide open, puts everything just wide open when you're giving us these words. So it forms an unstable, stable foundation for us to work from. Okay, so Bob, does anything come to your mind about...
Well, it comes back to our words.
No.
Words create reality.
Mm.
It's not a matter of somebody describing the universe. You're missing the point that your words create universes. How would you translate that into physics? It sounds like you couldn't make it physics if you really understood that principle.
Well, do it this way. Go into it this way. If you looked at it and you said that almost all matter observable from the Earth seems to be made from matter rather than antimatter. Well, if the antimatter-dominated regions of space existed, then gamma rays produced in annihilation reactions along the boundary between matter and antimatter regions, they'd be detectable, right? But the antiparticles are created everywhere in the universe where the high-energy particle collisions take place, high-energy cosmic rays impacting Earth's atmosphere, any other the solar system, the other world, and they have small quantities of antiparticles or particle jets that it completely annihilates contact with any nearby matter. But that's not what affects the center of the Milky Way. Galaxies are the very celestial events. They things happen with the jets and the interstellar medium, but you can't compare a resulting antimatter as detectable between two different gamma rays produced every time a positron is annihilated with a nearby matter. So the frequency and the wavelength of the gamma rays indicate that each carries 511 keV of energy, the rest mass of an electron multiplied by the C squared. Now, if you're going to run that way, you're going to find that you're going to have a stellar remnant. And that's what you're going to use to prove that all this crap that they're talking about is wrong. There will end up being a way to describe them as colliding super clusters. But it won't be right. But that's what they'll use.
He said it won't be right.
But it's what they'll use.
Right. Now, they're all just, but if I can alter the Milky Way by my words, then well, you can't use physics formula for that, can you?
No, you may not.
So that is the fact. So physics in these systems, no matter what they change it to, is always a little man stuff, because they're missing the basic principle that you create your own logos, your own reality, with your words. Right, Ion? That does not fit.
Yes.
So does that mean as more of us are ascending and becoming gods and our words are creating the universe, that is partly what's making things unstable in science?
Well, it's making them obvious. We say they've been unstable all along. We say just because they come up with a false premise and then adopt an entire world regime on it doesn't make it good. Or a proper.
Just becoming more obvious, yeah.
Is the whole, in the 20th century it is aligned, but Newton and, say, people in the 19th century, were these scientists working for a businessman, and businessmen would fund a certain model that would fit with their sociological tyranny that they wanted to create? How much was it political, these...
Turn in taxes made money from it.
Right, and they wanted that model to change. But the world has changed so much now.
No, they didn't want it to change. They changed it to make
right.
it be more profitable for they.
What, did they adopt Einsteinian physics? Which concept?
No,
they
didn't do any. They just followed whoever was running. It was that damn D'Amici money, Bob. That damn D'Amici money. They were following it every which way it flew. They were just trying to
D'Amici,
make it all through.
That D'Amici money I'm in charge of, right?
So far. Well, yeah, so far.
Okay, so
it's a white knuckle fight for us too, Bob. every time we give you the goddamn world, you keep saying, "I don't own any Lafferty Archbring. I don't own any CNN.
I don't own anything.
I don't know anything about anything." We're like, okay, good.
Okay, so am I funding Trump?
He doesn't need your money.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, so, okay, Carolyn, so you got scientists funding CERN. No, you got capitalists funding CERN, and they're not going to get what they want. Once you get to the present-day levels of knowledge potential, you can't control it.
Yeah.
It's not political anymore.
And you shouldn't control it either. You also shouldn't control it, and that's the point. So it's all good. Because it's wrong, so it's good to not follow the wrongness of it. I mean, you know what I mean? It's a good play. It's okay, but it's not something that's right home about. It's, okay, then all of a sudden we change everything and give it a bump. Then all of a sudden everybody's got to have it. Got to have it. It's the same thing with Alexander Hamilton.
Right. What did he do that makes it the same thing?
The play.
The drama? The play.
The play. It's called Hamilton.
Oh, you're talking about there's a play. Okay. With the media environments, they require academics or people to come up with theories.
Are there media environments?
Not anymore.
We're asking, because we don't see them as that.
Right, not anymore, but there were media environments that dominated the little man And
oh, Lord, suffering cats. I forgot you were in doo-doo quadrant. Okay, I forgot. We're in the doo-doo quadrant. That's what doo-doo quadrant. Okay,
all right,
good.
So,
never mind.
So, they try to say Trumpism is national retreating to tribal awareness. But Trumpism is saying we can make up the content of media. Trumpism is saying there is no.
He says we are. We say we are media. We
right.
are media.
Yeah, we are media. He's showing that what you just said.
We're
going to
make a lot of money. We're going to make a lot of money. We're going to get really well. It's going to be huge. Y-U-G, huge. It's going to be huge. We're going to win. We're going to win. We're going to make a lot of money. That's all we're going to do. He never really says anything, and everybody just goes and has those gizgasms every time he says, I'm going to make everybody rich. Well, if you make everybody rich, won't everybody be poor? If everybody's equally rich, won't they be poor then? No, they won't. They're all doing good. They'll be $75,000 a month in poverty. They'll be making $75,000 a month and in poverty. But it's okay because it only lasts for just a minute. You can give them all your money, Bob. You'll have it back in less than a year and 6 months. And that's without time, so go figure.
Trump is pointing out that we can make our own media, that there's no environments ruling people anymore.
That's correct, and that's what Thompson missed. He has pretty words, but the zeitgeist trapped him in the pit. He got for the sewer gas. The sewer gas wouldn't let him get any air, and he had to stop. Because it never really applied much after that. And that's why it all ends there. It all ends at the Thompson Quadrant because he stopped.
I gotcha. So then he says on page 12, evolution is now multi-organismic, many organisms. Okay, the sentence before that. The disintegration of the body is therefore one signal that evolution is no longer taking place at the level of the single organism. Evolution is now multi-organismic, just as once it was multicellular. Once the cell enclosed molecules, then organisms enclose cells. And now something else is enclosing us in distributive lattices of light. At that point, I say iondom is enclosing us. But he says, Christian mystics would call it the mystical body of Christ, Buddhists would call it the jeweled net of Indra, and fundamentalists would call it satanic possession. Clearly, some new kind of religious knowledge and discrimination is called for. One not easily gained in our materialistic, technologically focused society. So obviously, he's calling out for ION there, right? He says there is a change. Would you agree that you meet the request here?
Well, it's not quite like that. It's not like that. It's not the same. So it's not quite that way. It's too clever by half, which isn't clever at all. What happens is that the words don't even meet the archetypal grid for saying, yes, it's okay, or no, it's not okay. And here's what happens. You sit here saying, let's say the world is something, or there's some conditional response that is included in a world environment. It says, and then this is going to change. Well, the reason it's going to change is because you got it wrong in the first place. The only reason it's going to change is because you didn't know what the hell you were talking about to start with. So now your quadrant is now failed because the quadrant's holding a space that never exists. So, yeah, you're wrongly holding a fourth of the five-bodied position in an inordinate space that now you're trying to explain your way out of, which is why we like LaRouche, because you ended up with a sore bum, but at least you come out of your butt after a while.
Thompson will be upset with that you're favoring LaRouche in this context. All right.
Look at his words. Look what he's saying. He's saying, We have to change. It's not this anymore. The body is not autonomous. It's not this. It's aging, and here's how we're experiencing aging, because something changed. What the hell changed? You fell. You're a little man. You're going to die if you don't go back to God. Nothing changed. Nothing shifted. Nothing became something that is not. It's the way it always was. If you don't have words to elocute what you're trying to say, doesn't make it any more right or not. You're trying to peddle righterness, and it doesn't get any righter because the righterness is wrongerness. The wrongerness does not make righterness or lefterness or the leftist or the overist or the cultist or the Buddhist or they say the Manson family must have had it right.
Okay, so he likes this. Thompson likes this Swiss cultural historian, Jean Gebser, J-E-B-S-E-R. And he laid out five stages of the evolution of consciousness. Is there anything about Gebser that we're missing? You know, Thompson talks about Gebser. What can you tell us about Jean Gebser that Thompson doesn't know? Or historians don't know. Was he a good theosophical thinker? Was he another little man guy? Any attention should be given to Gebser?
We didn't get an answer to that point. Ian dropped off. It was a disconnection, so we had to get him back. So now, this next topic is good. What does Ian mean about the post-word? Here we go. This is the next phase.
Now then, okay. Do you ask that again? That's the question, the way you go. Don't include Sharon Tate.
There actually is a TV show called Aquarius about Manson, and he does say what some people will say, ionic statements. You know, he kind of says the correct words. But what do you mean, Ian? What do you mean, Ian? We're in a post-word environment, a post-making power with your words. Why don't you, people have been asking me a bit about that. Have you got some new statements about that?
Develop a little bit, because we could run you down the mouth, but it'll end up into to the La Blanca, and then you La Bianca, and you won't like that either. So what you gonna do?
You saw about the L.A. Topanga Canyon stuff, Carol. We run down the La Bianca. It was the other family. They got killed.
Yeah, Leslie Van Houten.
Ah, yeah, she was one of the Manson girls. Okay, so say it a different way. What was the topic, Carol?
Don't say it a different way. Just develop it a little bit. It's okay.
Right.
Because we're going to answer the question. We're going to answer it right now, but we'll take you so far around the lollipop land that you won't know which side Willy Wonka went if the Willy Wonka wig walked.
So listen to this. So because the ISL and you and this changing situation, we're getting happy is the only solution. Okay, so with that, getting happy the only solution. Oh, yeah. Therefore, you talk about the chemical body merges with the chip body. Chemical body makes words. The chip body makes imagery. Because the merger of the bodies, ionically, that means we can communicate differently, not just words. Is that the cause why words?
Well, that's not the cause. That was the predicated outcome. That's because you obfuscated every other capacity. That's all that happened. You bumped every other choice out. We didn't have a problem with it at all, but it's the way you did it.
Well, what are some of the other choices that we bumped out? How will they be said? State the other choices.
Okay, so Ian took a break there, and we'll go to the next part. Moving forward here. You're asking, what did you do, Ian? Okay, just a second. So post-word means we've exhausted that form of communication, seems to be what he's saying. And then we create this new technological effect. Or ionic effect. Okay, here's the next part.
A couple of the others would include just the typical operating standard of this is what is, rather than making all these other side positions of validation. If you don't ever validate anything, you don't ever have to undo it. So if you don't have to undo it, it's easy. So you can pick any one of those schematics and say that was not a point of order, and so therefore now it won't have to be something that now has to be cleaned up.
Right.
That's the softest way to lay that out. But just because you say, I'm going to do it by rote until I know it. Well, practice does not make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. That's the difference. And that's the rub. You got it wrong, and you're practicing it wrong, and you're trying to now change wrong to validate why you're missing the point. And the point is missed because you're inappropriate in the beginning of the construct of the conversation. Sorry, darling.
Excellent.
I think we can go forward. Okay.
A little sidebar here.
Tesla found it first.
But he didn't. The Russian guy who invented the Tesla coil knew more than Tesla, or Tesla found something else. Tesla found something else, or the Russian guy knew more.
Yes, something else.
Tesla found something else. Okay. All right. Well, that puts Tesla back up on the totem pole again. I mean, he was subjected to.
Well, he's always there. That's how you're going to do so good on the.
And of course, I had to blit out what he's going to do, or what we are doing. I mute that. Okay. Here's the next part.
Here's a quote. Look down at me and you see a fool. Look up to me and you see a god. Look straight at me and you see yourself. That's a Charles Manson Goldie Oldie.
Hear that, Carol? All right. Okay, so the German-turned-Swiss cultural historian Jean Gebser, Thompson finds him similar to McLuhan. Gebser is more blatant, talking about the phrase evolution of consciousness, and he goes through five phases. Is there something about John Gebser's thinking, which was probably influenced by theosophy, that Thompson or anybody else didn't notice? Or is Gebser someone to be seriously avoided?
Sanity is a small box. Insanity is everywhere, Bob.
So is Gebser an insane thinker?
Yes.
Am I a sane thinker?
No, you're a no-sense makes sense.
All right, so I capitulate to the nonsense and make something out of it. Right? I adapt to the present insanity.
You people would convict a grilled cheese sandwich of murder, and the people wouldn't question it.
Did Trump say that today?
No.
Manson? Manson
said
that?
Yeah.
Okay, so... So Gebser is not worth checking into.
Pain's not bad. It's good. It teaches you things. I understand that.
Is that another Manson statement?
It is.
Okay, here's a good thing. Taking Gebser's five phases, you have the archaic phase. That would be like 10,000, 15,000 B.C. He says, so Thompson says there was an evolution of technology back then, and there always is a dark age first. So there was the Mesolithic dark age at 9500 BC. Is that true? Was there a dark age at that point?
The way out of a room is not through the door. Just don't want out, and you're free.
Okay. That's Manson again?
Yes.
Okay, so the Mesolithic dark age, even though there's a lot of time factors here, are there various, like there's one at 9500 BC or a long time ago, and then not so long ago, 4500 BC, was the Kurgan invasions. And then there was the Aegean Dark Age, 1400 BC. Then there's the European Dark Age, 400 to 800 AD. And now we're into a contemporary Dark Age. Is there any value to these Dark Age historical phases or pulsings?
The children of the 1960s that you call the Manson family wanted to stop a war and turn the government and world to peace. They gave their lives when they took lives, and they knew it.
They knew that would help them, or why did they do that? Why did they make that?
They knew that. They wanted to stop a war and turn the government and the world to peace.
Well, they weren't successful. The world didn't go to peace.
Well, they didn't. They gave their lives when they took their lives, and they knew it.
Okay, and why did they do it?
Because of your question. There's the answer to your question.
They perceived a dark age and reacted.
That's right. That was the response.
Yeah, their response to the dark age was to offer themselves for...
Well, they did it from a higher position of trying to push the government to peace, from an anarchy position. the same thing that's happening now, Bob. That's why people are walking out the door. You're not going to do this. You're not going to do this. You're going to pay your taxes. We're going to put you in jail. We're going to do this. And then they're like, fuck the police. And they go out and shoot somebody in the damn head. And that's what's happening. And they go, okay. And they go, then they kill them, or they send a robot in to blow them up, or they shoot a bunch of people, or they go kill everybody. Now they've got things to such a point where you can't go into more than a party of two. Carolyn, maybe Bob was right all along. You should get a very big house and never leave it.
What is, so somebody shot some people last night or yesterday.
They're knifing them. They're knifing them now.
Knifing. Are these people doing copycat crimes? They say, well, I'm a nobody. I'll never get anywhere, so I might as well get some media coverage in my suicide. Is that what they're thinking? Or they're possessed and don't even think about what they're doing?
They know.
They know. They're trying to get attention?
They are getting attention. They're not trying to.
Yeah, so they get attention, but they die in the process. Why doesn't that bother them?
They don't know.
They don't know they can die?
They don't know.
Well, that's an interesting point. You got a lot of humans who don't know. We're so removed from the chemical body, Carol. People don't know the chemical body can die or be shut down. Is that what you're saying, Iron?
Well, the way they smoke and drink and do all the stuff, they think they're eternal. But then they come the other side.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, so so listen to this. In industrialization, says Thompson, the global marketplace was the phase space of human culture that defined the value of all human transactions. The new phase space, however, is not the marketplace, but the catastrophe, for it is the catastrophe that brings us together in a condition that now defines all our human transactions. You like that? The catastrophe is really what makes wealth today.
The Turning Texans bought that and won it.
Right, and they did that at the time of the printing press when they set up their newsletter, their intelligence mail service, or are you talking about when they set up the Soviet Union? Which phase of the Turning Texans were they successful in?
No different.
They did it all the time. But now, Gloria, Turning Texans is not doing so well.
In their own way. They're counting on you, Bob. They're counting on you. They're working hard for you, Bob. They're working hard for you.
Well, how do they work hard for me? What are they doing? Are they advising? I know Gloria was a very good advisor to the previous pope, not the present guy, Francis, but the guy before. Was she telling him about Ion?
Yes.
Well, what do you think of that, Carol? Gloria Turning Texans was how the pope heard about us. And Bob.
The bishop. She told the cardinals.
Right. And it's because she knows I'm O'Fennell, and I've been around them for centuries. That's what you're saying.
And you gave them some money, so it's all good.
So they basically want their team well-funded.
No, Carolyn, it wasn't that money. It was his money. He only used his money. It was okay. It was not his ice cream money. We know. It was his other money. It was okay.
All right, good.
It was good money. Yeah, 6 minutes, Bob.
Yeah.